Alright, so we're going to drag you through the shadow here. Okay? We get this last piece in Rashi. So the Rashi, so the Gemara concludes that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because that's our Mishnah. Chasson and Ben V'chasson Begiso, right? That the brother-in-law has a Ben and a Chasson. And the Bryce is Rabbi Yossi, the Rashi, Apik Giso V'chorgo. So in other words, if you take out of the Mishnah the case of Giso and Chorgo, because they don't have any Bonim or Chasonim, then you'll have Ches Avos Ubonim and Chasonim. So then it'll turn out you only have Ches Avos that have Bonim and Chasonim. Because there are 10 players in total. It takes out 2, get 8. Who have Chasonim and Ubonim. The istim muki lahai ben giso de kor machshir Rabbi Yossi be ben sheyeshlo legiso meisha acheres. That's the big question here. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't understand.
Who was here yesterday was asking me that question? So, this is really, there's a long riff on this issue. Where the riff quotes Rav Haigon, and he disagrees with Rav Haigon. It's too much for us right now to get into the whole back and forth of there. But basically, it has to do with this question. When you say that you're excluding the ben and the chosen of the giso, the ben giso, let's say, some wanted to learn it was referring to ben giso from isha acheres, not your wife's sister's son. It would be your wife's sister's stepson. So that's what some wanted to learn. Even a step further, right? In other words, they wanted to learn anyone who's related to the wife's sister directly through the children, like the son or the son-in-law of your wife's sister.
Is possible to you?
Would be possible, and that's not what Rabbi Yossi is coming to say. He's coming to exclude a child that Yosef had from a different mother, with a different woman. Okay? Okay? That's the other way of learning. Now, Rashi rejects it for 2 reasons. Let's look at his reasons, because they're helpful for us.
Wait, just a quick question.
Yeah.
So meaning that Levado, he's...
Okay. So Rashi has 2 problems with this. First of all, he says... now, why did they want to do this? Ki hechi delo liflug Rabbi Yossi abal achos imo. Now, they're bothered with the problem that we have. That how can he say Ben is no good? How can Rabbi Yossi say that the son of your giso is kosher to you? How could Rabbi Yossi say Ben giso is kosher to you? But Ben Giso is Bala Chosimo, who's in the Mishnah. Okay, so they said no. When he said Ben Giso, he meant a different from a different marriage. Okay? That was the problem. See, Rashi learns that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing on Ben Giso at all. Okay? And Ben Giso would be kosher, would be puzzle. They're bothered with why the Mishnah says why it says Ben Giso is why it calls him and according to us, Rabbi Yossi is only coming to exclude the Chosson. But they're learning that he was talking about. They're learning apparently Chosson would also be possible, and the Ben that he's excluding is from a different marriage. Okay, all right. But I'm more interested in the way Rashi rejects it. Okay, so he rejects it like this. V'lo misuk mashapir. This pshat doesn't make sense. It doesn't work out well. Why? Dekol b'neim d'masnisin me'osa isha karma. This is what we've been saying the whole time. Whenever the Mishnah talks about a child, it always means from that very, from that woman that we were talking about. So if it says your brother-in-law's child, it never means from before. Never means that. Right? Baal, it says, It says, let's say it says, Bal achos imo, so your mother's sister's husband and his son. It doesn't mean the son that he got from before. It always means with that karov of yours. So that's first of all. Pshat doesn't work, makes sense. But here's the more complicated argument. Ready? Let's see if you can follow this one. Va'od, I me'isha acheres machshir Rabbi Yossi. Ready? Are you ready for this one? If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi says this ben is kosher, okay, this ben is kosher, that implies what? That our Tana says this ben is pasul. Okay. Mishum. Now, why would that guy be pasul? So you'd have to say mishum korov machmas korov. It would turn out, how is that? How is the son of Yosef from another marriage related to Reuven? He's a karov of a karov, right? So he says, Tikshili Rav Chista. Then this should be a question on Rav Chista. Because Rav Chista said, the brother of a brother is kosher. Now, if the son of your brother-in-law is pasul because he's the brother of your nephew.
Say that again.
If this guy is pasul to you because he's the brother of your nephew. In this funny way, right? Then the brother of your brother should certainly be possible.
Oh, if the brother of your nephew.
Yeah, because there's...
I follow.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a crazy thing in this Rashi.
The brother of your brother would be who in this case?
That was the case we were dealing with, A to C. In other words, remember, Rav Chista said A to C is kosher because he's only the karov of your karov. But if you're going to say our Tana holds
that
the step nephew is pasul, then this is definitely closer than that. Okay, now here's a crazy thing though in this Rashi, you see where it says e hashta ben giso pasul mishum achi ben achos ishto. Okay, but anyway, it's the brother of your sister of the wife of your of the sister of your wife. Now, what are the next two words? You got it there?
No, I can't find it.
By the star. Ache ha'ach mi boi? Then the brother of your brother is a question? Meaning, no, the brother of your brother is definitely should be possible. Now take a look over to the left. See where it says that star?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, you don't have the Gemara with the stars? On the Rashi, ache ha'ach?
Ha'im.
It says, ache ha'im mi boi. It should really say, ache ha'im. The Marshal, for some reason, said this should say Achi Ha'im, which doesn't make any sense.
Achi Ha'im.
We're not talking about Achi Ha'im. Rav Chista is talking about Achi Ha'ach. So why does he change it from Achi Ha'ach to Achi Ha'im?
I'm not getting the facts.
The facts are, if Yosef is your brother-in-law, right? Reuven and Yosef are married to two sisters. So if Yosef's son from a prior marriage is pasul to Reuven, It's going to be a karov of a karov.
Right.
But this guy is also a karov of a karov.
Right.
So, and Rav Chista said, this achi ha'ach kasha. But if the Mishnah says, the son of your wife's sister, of the husband of your wife's sister, which is sort of like your nephew's stepbrother, is possible to you.
Right,
so then your own stepbrother should be pasul to you.
Right.
So how could Rav Chista say your stepbrother is kosher to you, but your step-nephew is pasul to you?
Doesn't make sense.
So if the Mishnah really held that the step-nephew is pasul to you, Rav Chista couldn't have said, the Gemara at least should have asked that as a kasha on Rav Chista. Okay?
Right.
But there's a problem with the girsa. For some reason, the Marshal says in the end, where it reads perfectly well, Hashta ben giso pasul mishum achi ben achos ishto. If your step nephew is pasul because he's the brother of your sister's wife, of the son of the sister's wife, meaning they're like step brothers, and now he's like your step nephew, achi ha'ach mi boi, which is correct. It should say achi ach. For some reason, someone on the side puts in, it should say achi ha'im.
Right.
from the Marshal. And but now the newer Gemaras say, no, that correction is wrong.
Ache, how would Ache Ha'im work?
Doesn't make any sense. No one's talking about Ache Ha'im. Ache Ha'im are car puzzle midaraisa. Brothers of the mother? Who's talking about brothers of the mother? Doesn't make any sense. It's like one of those double mistakes. It was a the correction has to be corrected. There was nothing wrong with the Rashi. It must be a mistake in the correction. Maybe it was reversed. Maybe it said Achayim, he said Achayach, and someone switched the two. But anyway, but the point is, that's the pshat. Okay? Okay. So Rashi rejects that shita. Huh?
I found it.
You found it, right?
Yeah.
It says, it says ignore that correction. Yep. Yeah, the newer ones say that the Haggazah is Meshubeshes. Had to be. I was breaking my head, though, for like a... What the heck? Okay, anyway. So now, anyway, let's try to get a little swar, right? We're in a, let's wrap this sugi up. What do you say? Wrap it up?
Yep.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Someone's a little too enthusiastic.
It's just because he wants to learn. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He's thirsting for it. Okay, so let's take a look at the Balamor. Got it in the back?
Is it the Milchemes Hashem?
Where is it?
No, the Milchemes Hashem is
the
Ramban.
Yeah.
The Balamor is the, it's on the Vav Amud Beis, I think.
Yeah.
The Maor HaGadol, the Great Light, the Great Light.
What's it called in my Gemara?
The Maor HaGadol.
Is it?
It's on the email.
Oh, it's in the email? Fine.
No, it's not all in the email. It's more. Okay, so the Baal HaMor, first of all, he rejects, he disagrees with the Rif, but, yeah, so the Baal HaMor was a young kid when he wrote this critique on the Rif. So the Rif, in other words, was the world-renowned Posek, and he was, I think he was an older man already, maybe in his 80s or something, and the Rif, the Baal HaMor, was a 17-year-old kid.
Like some punk arguing with the...
So he wrote, he went through and he wrote all of his critiques of the Rif. And then the Ramban wrote defenses of the Rif. And he calls it the Milchamos Hashem. Okay? He didn't like the way that the Rif, he didn't like the way the Baal HaMor was just negating the Rif. Felt it wasn't right. So he negated the Baal HaMor a lot. So he talks tough sometimes. Sometimes you read it, it's like the Ramban talks tough against the Baal HaMor.
How much later?
The man of the light, right?
Yeah. I guess they didn't know about each other though. Okay. Anyways, it goes like this: Vim Tishal v'Tomar Ma Ro Rabbi Yosi Lachlok Begiso Lo Mash Yesh Lo Bonim Vein Lo Chasanim Afilo Me'achos Ishto. So the Baal HaMor says, look, if you ask this question, what did Rabbi Yossi see to differentiate between the brother-in-law and to say that the brother-in-law has no bonim or apostle? I mean, he has bonim. His bonim are apostle, right? Because that's your nephew that's Baal Achos Imo. But for some reason, the chassan is not included. Even though it's the chassan to the child of your own wife's sister. Masha'enikin b'kol ha'krovim. So how come this one krov is differentiated from all the other krovim? All the other krovim either have banim and chasanim, right? If it's gikiches avos choshev lei, if he's like one of the eight, so then he should have banim and chasanim, right? And if he's like the choreg, who's the stepson, then he should have neither chasanim or banim. Now, as we have two... Rabbi Yossi held there were two categories, right? There's the ches, the main eight, and those have sons and sons-in-law, right? Like your brother, his son and his son-in-law, your sister, right? Your father-in-law. All of those people, all of those eight, your mother's husband, whatever, all of those eight are going to have sons and sons-in-law. Okay, and then there's another category of mother's husband is chorig, but anyway, then there's another category of chorig, it was your wife's son. So then we says it's just him alone and none of his children, not even his son. So I can understand saying you're in the family basically, and your sons and sons-in-law are pasul, or you're not really in the family somehow, for some reason, and none of your relatives, none of your krovim are pasul. But how is it that the brother-in-law is like half in and half out? His son is pasul, but his son-in-law is kosher. Okay? That's the Baal HaMor's question. So he said like this. Teshuvasecha hainu taimei de Rabbi Yossi. Here's the answer. This is the reason, Rabbi Yossi. Desavar le chad bal ki ishto amrinan. Okay, here's the rule. He says, he holds that we'll say one time the husband is like the wife. Beiz bal ki ishto lo amrinan. But we will not say twice that the husband is like the wife. Dum yadahi damrina biyavamos. Kate, the parakeitzad lein shnios. So that's the Isser Arayos Midrabanan called Shnios. De Mifal Ginon Bein Hecha de Mekarev Lo Bechad Kedushin, Lecha de Mekarev Lo Bebeit Kedushin. Okay, so in terms of the Isser Arayos of Shnios, it has a similar pattern. We're not going with that, but it goes like this. The Kol Chason Neyam de Tanan Bemas Nisin, every Chason that's in the Mishnah, Levad Me Giso, except for the case of your brother-in-law, next side of the page.
This side?
I don't. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So every one of the eight, basically, in the Mishnah that has a psul of a chasson, except for Giso, which is not one of the eight, kulhu bechad kiddushi mikarvlu. All of them are only close by one kiddushin. Hilkach ben Giso psul hulo deha mikarev le bechad kiddushi. Vahainu ditani baal achos imo of baal achos imo is one kiddushin of al choson giso kevin delo makarev le ele betray kiddushi umishum hachi machshele Rabbi Yossi. Okay, well, there's more to come, but let's just get this one step down straight first. Okay, let's take the eight cases in the Mishnah. Okay, can we do that again?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is, we'll call this our guy. He's the Ish. Someone want to give me the cases again? The
Mishnah? Yeah.
Achiv.
Right, we got Achiv. The Achi Aviv.
Okay, hold on. We got right Av. Achi Aviv. Then we got Aim. We've got Achi Aim.
Then we have Baal Achoso.
Then we have, right. We have Achoso. Good.
Then we have Baal Achos Aviv.
And then we have the Baal of the Achos Aviv is Baal. Okay.
And then we have Baal Achos Imo.
Baal Achos Imo, right?
Then Baal Imo.
Baal of the Aim, okay.
The Chamav, the Giso.
Oh man, I ran out of room. I was messing up this chart. All right, Chamav and Giso, whatever. Where is Giso? Giso is here. This is his wife. Right? Ishto.
You should have made the lines longer.
I messed the whole thing up. Forget it. All right, you get the point.
We'll do it outside.
So anyway, so all of the, let's take the, he's saying all of these cases. Yeah, we need a smart board. Something needs to be smarter, that's for sure. But I'm not sure if it's the board's fault. But anyway, I had that in. Okay, so in other words, so he says in all of these krovim, like your brother, right? So now your brother you're related to directly. So his son-in-law is one kedushin away. Right? That's Achiv. Let's say your father's brother. Okay? So you're related to him directly. His son-in-law is one kiddushin away. Okay? So as long as you're, as long as, then you have the your brother's, your mother's brother, same thing. His son-in-law is one kiddushin away. Let's say Baal Achoso, right? Your brother, your sister's husband. So his son-in-law is also one kiddushin away. Why? Because it's through the sister.
Okay.
Right? In other words, when we say Baal Achoso, we're not talking about his husband, his the husband's son from another marriage. We're talking about the husband's son from this marriage. So it's basically your sister's daughter's husband. That's one kiddushin away. Okay? Hold on. What else do we have? That's Baal Achoso. Baal Achoso of the same thing. It's your aunt, her son, her daughter's husband, one kiddushin away. Baal Achosimo, same thing. Baal Imo. So we don't learn Baal Imo. We don't learn the son of Baal Imo to be Acheach. We learn son of Baal Imo to be your brother. That's fine. Chamov is interesting though, right? The Chamov is going to be what? That's your father-in-law, right?
He's only one kiddushin away from you.
So his... oh, we'll have to get back to that one. And Giso is what? Your wife's sister's husband. Ah, maybe someone's thinking about a problem, but leave that problem alone. So now, but what? What's going to be the problem here? The problem will be...
Well, I don't know if this is the problem, but what about Achiach?
So we don't hold from Achiach. We
hold Achiach. Yossi holds that it's kosher.
So he says, but if you look at Giso, so what's Giso? What would be the chasen of the Giso? So it would be, I'm related, how am I related to my niece through marriage? Because I'm married to her mother's sister. All right, let's say you have two sisters, right? Two sisters, got it? Gil, two sisters?
Yeah.
So how am I related to, I'm married to one sister, and Rabbi Sinan is married to another sister. So how am I related to my niece?
One marriage.
And let's say she gets married.
Still.
Why are we calling that one marriage, by the way?
Because it's my wife's sister's daughter.
Right, but
you're only one marriage.
Wife, you're related to your wife because of one
marriage.
And you're now related to Rabbi Sinan through another marriage.
Oh, I'm talking about him.
But then you're saying we go up to your...
Forget about him.
Sister-in-law.
Forget about him. I want to know about my niece. How am I related to my niece?
Oh, okay.
What you have is a good question, but we'll take that up in a second. I'm married to my niece's mother's sister. Right? So I'm in that family through one marriage.
It doesn't exist without your niece.
Well... But now her husband, that's called two marriages. We'll call that two marriages.
Right.
And Rabbi Yossi does not hold from two marriages.
And therefore he's kosher to testify against
Therefore he's kosher to testify. I would be kosher to testify for my niece's husband from my wife's sister.
But also to your sister's sister's husband. I mean, your wife's sister.
Now, why? So why is that so? Because the Baal Amor says, Rabbi Yossi holds, we don't say two Baal Ki'ishtos. And the only way I'm be related to that chasen is he joined the family from one side, and I joined the family from the other side. Two Baal Ki'ishtos. We don't say it. Weird. Now.
So that means you can test, you cannot.
You could.
You could testify to Rabbi Sinan, but not to your niece.
You mean the other way around? Oh, okay. But we know for a fact that Giso is in the Mishnah.
Right.
That's what's bothering everybody. And how am I related to, how is a person related to Giso? Two marriages. So he says, V'im tomar, I hachi Giso nami. So then the brother-in-law himself, dehabetrei kiddushi mikarevle. Why do we say that you're related to the brother-in-law? Why should I be considered related to Rabbi Cinnamon? Right? It's two kedushins. And you're telling me the whole reason why the chasen giso is kosher is because we don't do two kedushins. So why would these two kedushins, what's the difference between these two kedushins and those two kedushins? Right? Mm-hmm. Got the facts?
Yeah.
V'kevan shekein afilu hu gufe liskasher. The chasen, the giso himself should be kosher. Yesh lomar, here's his chiddush. The kevan de baal ki ishto me haikra dido dasecha hi. So where do we learn baal ki ishto? Because the pasuk says by your uncle's wife, there's an iser arayos on your uncle's wife, your father's brother's wife, and the pasuk says she's your aunt. Okay. We say that she's your aunt. She's like your father's sister. Yalfinan mine kol didomule. So we learn from there everything that's like it. Ma hosam erva dichashvinan lo ki iluhi achos oviv. Let's get this straight. Over there is talking about arayos. That parsha is talking about iser erva. Okay? And it says like this. Your father's sister is an iser erva to you. Right? Doraisa, an iser erva. Cannot marry your father's sister. Iser arayos.
Sister also.
Let's stick with the father's sister. Hold on. That's a good question. Right. You can't marry your father's sister. Right? And the Torah says, and your father's brother's wife is equal to your father's sister. Okay? And that's where the Gemara learns by Krovim, Baal Ke Ishto. Okay? So he says, Af Kol Shebe Nekeva Erva Asu Baila Kimoha Ubezachar Asu Es Ishto Kimohu. So too we learn every time that the woman would be an erva to you, her husband is an erva to you. And every time the man is an erva to you, would be an erva to you, then the woman is an erva to you. V'hainu tarti lishni desuru de pumpadisa. That's why it said twice, Baal ki ishto and ishto ke baila. Chad lishna baal ki ishto shelo yeyed adam bibaal chorgo. One was to say you can't testify for the husband of your stepdaughter, right? Because you can't marry a woman and her daughter. A woman and her daughter, the daughter is an erva to you, right? So therefore, her husband will be considered pasul to you be'edus. He's making this funny equation. Where does the Torah equate a woman and her spouse? By erva. So only when there's an inyan of erva do we make this equation. Okay? V'chad lishna isha kebaila shelo yeyed adam be'eshes chorgo. And you need it twice. You need to tell you that the woman becomes like the man and the man becomes like the woman. V'chein mefurash b'Yerushalmi. Bahalin train lishne the sur de pumdisa beuvde de rabirmia the nafik le mizban mashkan the rechia rava over the chad asar. Okay, fine. Mosai, he says,
but he's proving why it's not two baal ki ishtos in the case of giso, right?
That's what he's trying to work out. Hold on. So he says, mikan lamadnu sheshtei lishonos halala the sur de pumdisa lo neemru el inyan shlo yed adam lo bebal chorgo v'lo beishes chorgo. Even though it's two kiddushins, in other words, take your stepson's stepdaughter's husband. That's also two kiddushins. Because I'm married to the mother, and someone else is married to the daughter. That's also two kiddushins, right? Kevan de b'mokom erva kaimi. Since we're dealing since they step into each other's place in terms of erva, sharei bas ishto erva hilo, your wife's daughter is one of the arayos. Amrinan ba Isha Kibayla. Now we say, since she's an erva to you, her husband is like her. V'havi Allah eshes chorgo ki'ilu hi bas ishto. And we're now going to say the opposite way too. If your wife has a son, his wife is like your wife's daughter.
Sorry. How is that not two balkishos?
Because it's this he's saying is the xeris akusav. That let's take your aunt. Let's take your uncle's wife. Okay. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says your uncle's wife, who is an erva to you? Your father's sister would be an erva. Okay. The Torah says, if your father has a brother instead of a sister, and that brother is married, we treat that wife like your father's sister. In those kinds of relationships, we equate them. Once we equate them, then we don't have the limitation of two balkishtos. Okay? So, if I am married to a woman and she has a daughter, what's her daughter to me? An Isser Erva. Similarly, if I'm married to a woman and she has a son, what's the son's wife to me?
Same thing.
Just like my uncle's wife is like my aunt, we also make your stepson's wife like your stepdaughter. And that is a true Baal Ki Ishto. And in the true Baal Ki Ishto, we don't say two Baal Ki Ishtos is a problem. Because that's exactly what it's telling you. It's telling you that they really are like one.
But it's only that you have to say that it's due to Erva.
Exactly.
So we're allowing, we're issuing two true Baal Ki Ishtos.
That's right.
And but we're allowing a true
Baal Ki Ishto
plus a chasana?
So hold on. We'll come back to that. V'hu dor sheni lo. V'haya v'hava le rishon b'sheni u'pasol. V'hu adin l'bal chorgo. V'hu adin l'giso. Kevan dekoy v'mokom erva. Like Yona said before. What's giso? Am I allowed to marry my wife's sister? No. So therefore, my wife's sister's husband
is the same.
Sherei achos ishto erva hilo. Amrinan bo bal ki ishto. Afagav de mekarv la betray kiddushi. Even though it's really two kiddushins, the iser erva equate the Torah said by iser erva we equate the woman and the husband. Because the Torah says your aunt's, there's no difference between your aunt from your father, who's your father's sister, and your aunt, who's your father's brother's wife. There's no difference, the Torah says. So that is a true Baal Ki Ishto. Oval Einach, de lo kaimi b'makom erva. So let's take now the case of my niece. Am I allowed to marry my niece? 100%.
To marriage? No.
Am I allowed to marry my niece? 100%.
Why?
Not an erva.
It's not. Oh, that's just a general rule. You say?
That's just a rule.
Even from your side, or
even from my side,
or your wife's.
Doesn't matter.
Your sister's daughter.
My sister's daughter. 100%.
That's weird. Is that like Mordecai?
They were cousins, actually, but a niece is considered to be a good thing. Gemara says it's a good thing to marry a niece.
Keep it in the family.
But anyway, so the niece is mutter. The niece is mutter.
Genetics
probably not a great idea, but the niece is mutter. So therefore, there's no equation of her husband to her. That's only when there's an Isser Erva, we equate the husband to her. So now my wife's sister's daughter is not an erva to me. So her husband doesn't get the equation to her. So now we're two kedushins. So in other words, the Baal HaMor is saying there are two ideas of Baal Ki Ishto.
Good.
There are two forms of Baal Ki Ishto. Okay? There's the generic form of just association. So then two associations are not associations. A friend of an associate of an associate doesn't work. So we're not in the same family. I married into the family and he married into the family from another side. We're not in the same family together. We're not family together. That's two Baal Ki Ishtos. But if we married Isurei Erva, then the Pasuk comes along and says, that's a super Baal Ki Ishto. She found a formula, but does it make any... I mean, the Ramban... I'll just tell you what the Ramban's question is. The first question the Ramban says. Ramban says like this. Let's say there's an Isha. Okay? They get married. The Isha has a Bas. Okay? And the Bas is married. Okay? So the Baal HaMor says, two marriages... But I'll be puzzled to him because she's an erva to me. Right? Right? Ramban says a simple question. Let's say that boss has a boss. And she's married. So what's the din to him or to her? Remember your rules. What is he? What is she?
That's one marriage.
What do we call her?
Oh, she's...
No. In terms of the Mishnah, who is she in the Mishnah? Or let's say it's a he. No.
Where are we basing it off of?
Here's my wife. This is her. My wife's kid. What's my wife's kid? What do we call that in the Mishnah? What do you call your wife's kid? What's your wife's kid? Yeah. What?
Balakos. No. Oh, Baal Imo.
No.
Yeah.
Your mom's husband. Yes, but what would I call that kid? What's the kid called? The stepson?
Chorgo,
thank you. So this is Chorgo.
Oh, sweet.
I was going to say that, but...
That's Chorgo. Now, what's the rule of Chorgo?
Chorgo
Levado. So definitely I'm not apostle to this boss.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not apostle to her husband. But we're erva. We're still in this erva.
Why does Isur erva extend to the granddaughter also?
Yeah, extends to the granddaughter also. Wow. So the Ramban says the Baal HaMor doesn't make sense because he's saying everything goes back to erva, and somehow erva combines and makes it a super karov. But you see, erva and karov has nothing to do with each other because she's an erva, and you can testify for her.
Problem.
So the Ramban's approach is that midoraisa, you only have Baal Ki Ishto and to the wife's immediate family. And midoraisa, any two kedushins would not be possible to each other, even brother-in-law. But midrabanan, they selected, based on their own das, of what's considered normal, which... other husband you are close to. And there's no real rule. There's no real logical rule. Because the Baal HaMor is trying to work out a logic to distinguish your brother-in-law from your niece's husband. And it seems he was trying to work it on a deraisa framework. And he says, erva is the answer. Ramban said, erva has nothing to do with karov, because I'll show you an erva that's not a karov. So therefore, he has to abandon the whole thing, and he said it just has to do with who, with the Rabbanan just figured out, they made some estimations, and they just constructed who they feel you're close to. That's what the Miri says. It's funny, Miri says, you don't care so much about your niece's husband. You don't feel so close to them.
I mean, that would just be like the Rabbanan. Baal Mor is on his own on this one. He seems to like only be adamant about it being from a Daraisa.
The Baal Mor is trying to work it out in the based on some Daraisa framework of Erva. And Ban says Erva has nothing to do with it. He just, you take a look at the Meiri in the beginning of the Mishnah. He's funny. He tries to work it out. Mm-hmm. Like, in terms of practicality, he says, like, you know, like your stepson, you're not so into your stepson in the first place, so his kid, they certainly not. His, you know, your stepdaughter, you're not so interested in anyway, so her husband, you're certainly not interested. You certainly don't feel close to him. Just like social realities.
Very bad.